The stars are out, and the moon shines bright.
It's another night for us dreamers.
Let's share the cool evening breeze and the night sky. Hey everyone! Welcome to the Hopecast, Stories Under the Stars. Brought to you by the Hope Project UP Manila.
We're your camping buddies, Rina, the seeker,
Juja, the teller,
and Ali, the follower.
And just like any camping trip, we need a place to settle in and set our tents.
Hello everyone, I'm Rina Amon, a second year organizational communication student, a proud THP, and one third of the beautiful voices of THP. I'll be your host for episode 2. My co-hosts, Juja and Ali, won't be accompanying me today because, fun fact, they'll actually be one of the guests for this episode. Exciting, right? So, for a short recap, on last week's Hopecast, we were able to talk to the Hope Project's founding members. We retraced the roots of our organization, so you can check that out as well. I had so much fun recording that episode, and for sure, I'll enjoy this one as well, because of our array of guests. So this time around, we've invited our presidents and vice presidents to talk about what's next for THP. Okay, so tara na, it's time to get to know our leaders better. So now, for THP's Now and Tomorrow, we have our co-presidents, Marion Navarro and Patricia Pangilinan. Woohoo! Say hi, Ate Marion and Ate Patricia.
Hi! Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for inviting us.
I'm so glad you're here. So, would you prefer to be called Ate Patty and Ate Marion?
Sure!
For me, kahit Marion lang, just to keep it casual.
Okay.
So, any will do.
Okay, sure. So, let's start with Marion. How are you feeling right now?
I'm doing fine naman. I've been really busy these days because we have a lot of things to do for Hope and the ACAD year is just starting. So yeah, I'm starting to get busy, but overall I'm doing well. And thank you for asking. I hope you're also doing well.
Thank you, Marion. Good luck with everything that you're doing right now. How about you, Ate Patty? How are you feeling right now?
Hi, I'm okay all as well. I've been preparing for enlistment since it's already enlistment period in UPM. It's really stressful, but I'm okay, generally okay, and also working on organizations, and my main priority is THP. So, yay, I hope you're doing well as well.
Okay, thank you, Ate Patty. I agree, enlistment is very hard talaga. Okay, so now that I know how we're all feeling, let's jump right in into the questions. Are we ready?
Yes, this is exciting.
Yes.
Okay, so anyone can answer this question first. I would like to ask, how is THP considering that everything is now online and done remotely? So, like, going into this academic year being how it is, what do you envision for THP and how are you planning to continue spreading hope online and remotely?
Okay, so I can answer this one. So in terms of transitioning online, PHP is actually doing really great. Since June, we have been preparing for this transition, and we're really glad that we came prepared for the entire first semester and that we have capable and dedicated members who are very responsive and efficient in doing their tasks and responsibilities. So far, we have successfully launched our projects for August and start of November, and we are receiving great feedback from these projects. It's also nice that a lot of people are recognizing the advocacy of the organization. It really helps us in providing the necessary support that our beneficiary needs and in spreading also cancer awareness to the public. Specifically now, in this pandemic crisis, our beneficiary really needs all the help that they can get since there are numerous limitations that they experience right now, namely limited resources for the kids, limited interaction with the members and kids for play therapy, and also in terms of medication, since PGH is a referral center for COVID patients. So I really just hope that we can continue giving whatever support that we can for the next months to come. And we're actually preparing online substitutions for all the projects that we normally have in a traditional physical setting.
Okay, that's great to hear. Do you have anything to add, Marion?
Yeah, in addition to what Ate Patty said, it's true that we've been really trying to be creative with the transition to the online platforms. We know that the HP is really it really depends on having interaction with the kids. So that's a really big part of the HP that we want to keep, even though we're in a pandemic. So as a substitution, we have different events that will still cater to the kids, and we still plan on connecting the kids with our THP. So that's something that THP can look forward to. And also in addition to that, I do believe that during this pandemic, it's even more important for us to keep our advocacy strong and well alive, because the kids really do need our help. You know, when we talk to them, we hear different stories about their struggles during this time, like not only financially, but emotionally as well. So they really miss us and our events, especially Kids Day Out. And the founders of the different institutions that we're partnering with are also in contact with us, and they're keeping us in check regarding the kids and how they're doing right now. And we're giving them monetary donations right now. But besides that, we really want to keep the touch that THP offers to the kids. So when we were talking with Sir Mancera, who's our THP advisor, he told us that we should do our best to keep in touch with the kids, not only by giving donations, but really by interacting with them, even through online means. So that's what we're doing right now, yeah. So I hope in our projects, THPs will be, THPs will feel like they're still having some sort of interaction with the kids, even though it's just online. So yeah, please look forward to our projects for this year, and we hope you enjoy them and it helps you interact with the kids during this time.
Grabe, yung mga answers nyo, it makes me wish so hard na sana matapos na itong pandemic na ito. Like, personally, I can't wait to go on hospital visits na rin and our general assemblies.
I really miss HVs.
Yeah, sabi nga namin, sayang eh. Sayang talaga.
Yes, I agree. But it's okay. You know, social distancing. Okay. So, yun nga, as Patty said, na parang our beneficiaries have limited resources, but it's nice that we have efficient members and great feedback to rely on. So, it helps us recognize our advocacy better. And as Marian said, keeps us creative with transition, and therefore keeps our advocacy strong. So I agree with Marion to let us keep the touch with our kids. So yeah, yon. So for the next question, with your plan on an online THP, what do you wish for THP to achieve this year? Marion, you can go first.
Okay, wow, ang ganda ng question na yun, Carmela. So, thank you for that. Actually, when we were just running as co-presidents, Ate Patty and I talked about the plans that we had for the org. And one of that was we wanted to expand the organization in terms of reach and partnerships. And that's what we're focusing right now, because we know that the online platform is really in a boom right now. And what we're doing is we're expanding with partners, with different partners inside and outside of the organization. And we're actually quite overwhelmed with the support that we're getting. So we have different partners now, not just inside the organization, but we have different partners from Ateneo and different foundations like Crossroads Foundations, etc. So that's what we're really focusing on right now, strengthening the advocacy and getting to know more about other organizations who have the same advocacies as we do, so that during our projects we can tap onto different organizations to help us promote our advocacies as well, just to really maximize the online platforms that we have right now. So that's one of the goals that we want for THP, to really expand as an organization. So yeah. I think my beautiful co-press will want to add something about that, about expanding as an organization.
Yes, I agree with Marion. So like what she said, we really want to broaden the reach of our advocacy. So we want to strengthen the relationships and connections that we currently have, while at the same time build more bonds with new partners and sponsors who could help us make our events successful for the kids. So other than widening and broadening our partnerships, for this year as co-presidents, we also want to ensure that everything that we will do is rooted to ensuring that we would maximize our efforts and resources in providing any kind of support to our beneficiaries. So first, we want to ensure that we have smooth online transition, like what we said earlier. We have done extensive planning to ensure the feasibility and effectiveness of our projects. So in related to this as well, we also want to make sure that the members are also able to participate and contribute well in our projects. So we want to ensure that their needs are also accommodated, since not everyone has the same resources as others, especially in line with this pandemic. Other than that, we aim also to include alumni participation in our project so they would have the opportunity to reconnect with DHB and to contribute to our projects once again. And basically, we just want to have an overall organization for the DHB. We think that to have a smooth flow in our projects, events, and activities, we need to have a strong basis and framework for our projects. So we want to make sure that our projects are planned ahead of time. And we also want our members, especially those who oversee our projects, to easily locate and accomplish what they need. So lastly, we also want to attain quality over quantity when it comes to our projects and events. This is why per department, we only have 3 to 4 projects per semester, since we want to focus more on producing high quality projects for our beneficiaries so that we could effectively live out DHB's vision and mission.
Yeah, so I agree. I think that high quality projects can help us reach more partnerships and yun nga, alumni participation. So, Patty, you can answer this again. So, my next question is, after your term, where do you see THP in the next 5 years?
Wow, so thank you for that wonderful question. So sadly, this is actually my last year as an official member of the Hope Project. So I'm actually graduating this year. So I just really wish that we continue to sustain this drive and passion to help others, especially our beneficiaries. It's really sad right now that we could not physically conduct the big events that we have for our beneficiaries, such as the Kids Day Out, like what Martin mentioned earlier, Yoga at Hope, and also Hope Express. We can't physically conduct them. So these events are really helpful for the welfare of our kids. So as what Marian said earlier, the number one question of our kids right now, according to one of our partner institutions, is when will we get to go out again? So it's just really sad. And also, we could not conduct our hospital visits where we primarily provide psychosocial support to them. So I just wish that for the next years, THP could strengthen these projects and activities that we do for the kids.
Yeah, okay. But how about you, Marion? In the next 5 years, where do you see THP?
Yeah, so just like what Ate Patty said, we really want to keep the organization strong. And it is sad that we're celebrating the last few years of our stay in UPM in a virtual organization. So for me, it's my last 2 years because I'm already on my third year. And for me, I've joined THP back when I was a freshie, and it's been 6 years now for THP. During that time, they were just celebrating the third year of THP, and now 3 years in the future, you know, in the present, we can see that THP really grown as an organization. In the next 5 years, I hope that THP continues to grow, like number of participants per event, but, you know, we want to keep the members in touch with one another and really help them become better people in the future who will keep on advocating for kids in the future. So in the next 5 years, we hope to have more advocates for the kids, not only as members of THP, but also in the general movement for like play rights for the kids and all that.
We really want to have more members who will become stable and staple advocates for the kids. Besides that, I also think that in the next 5 years, hopefully THP will have more institutions they can help, more kids to know, and more kids to play with, so hopefully that all plays well in the future.
Okay, so I really like what you said, Marion, yung stable and staple advocates. Grabe, knowing that the two of you are our presidents, DHP's presidents. Parang ang kampante ko na. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Yeah,
that means a lot.
Passion. I just hear your words, but I can feel the passion in them. So I'm so excited. Yeah.
I really
am so excited for what's in store pa for DHP because we have months to go pa naman. So yeah, as a member, nakaka-excite talaga and it really nakakampante na we have such passionate leaders as our president.
Wow, thank you. We also have very passionate members, so we're doing our best.
Yeah, you're doing great hosting this event.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, so yun, actually we're done. I would like to thank you so much for your time, for being here, Marion and Patty. Like, now everyone knows na THP is in good hands, diba? Like, we reached a way bigger audience than THP itself.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting us.
Yes, thank you for having us on your podcast.
Thank you. So now, it's time for the so-called Heart of THP. I welcome to this Zoom call Julia Rubinos, our VP for Hospitals, Alisa Marabe, our VP for Advocacy, and Charisse Del Castillo, our VP for Formations. I'm glad you're with us all today. If you didn't know, listener, Juja or Julia and Ali or Alisa are actually two-thirds of the hosts of this Hopecast. So, yan. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
So, for this first question, anyone can answer muna. So, as the busy bees of the org, what have you been working on? So, who wants to answer first?
Well, as VP for Formations recently, I've just been overseeing all of the Formations projects. Recently, it's been more of the incoming General Assembly and also Game Night, which is very exciting. It just got announced tonight.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I'll go. Anyway, so yeah, I've been overseeing those projects, but I haven't really been having a hard time because their project heads are so proactive. They're very wonderful people. So, yes, very good. Aside from overseeing the Formations Department projects, I've also been working hand-in-hand with all the EB officers, everyone here, and of course, Patty and Marion, for the member applications, which is also coming up very soon. So, hello, listener, watch out. So, yes, member app. And then, aside from that, it's also under my... It's also part of my job description to take care of most of the forms for accreditation. But actually, Bianca's helping me with, like, two of them. So, yeah, that. You know, it's actually very fun for me to write, like, you know, to fill up those papers. Like, for others, it may be taxing. It may be, you know, like, a chore. But it's actually very fun. Aside from that, I've also, like, it came as a surprise to me that recently I've been talking to some of our partners and some of our sponsors, and like I don't know, it was just a surprise for me because I didn't really expect it, like as VP for Formations, that that I'd do that. Diba? Kala mo, I mean, diba? Kasi
ikaw, like, you're in charge of the members, diba? Tapos,
yeah, that's why it came as a surprise. But then, you know, it's actually very fun. So yes, that's what I've been up to as VP for Formations. How about you guys?
Okay, go ahead, guys.
Okay, me naman, as VP for Hospitals, as you all know, this very project is something we're planning ourselves. And so I'm so excited for this episode because I'm with my fellow EB, of course, who are getting us right now. Aside from that, because you know naman, right, we've had hospital visits, and our traditional hospital visit, our standard is to actually physically go visit the kids. But now we know naman na we have limitations, and to not put their health at risk, we have to postpone it for now. So what we have planned actually is an e-learning initiative. So we just want to like reach out to the kids even through our homes, and we plan to do that by making activity kits and recording video lessons for the kids, and we're gonna have it sent over to them so that way they can feel like we still love them, like we still want to care for them. And aside from medical supplies, we think that their learning and development like is super important, so we want to tackle that as well. And I'm super proud of my project heads and our project heads for the Hopecast as well. You guys are so hardworking, and yeah, I just want to commend you guys. So I'm super excited for that. Listeners, stay tuned.
So hardworking. Okay. Yeah. Let's go for you, Juja. So let's go to Ali. Hi, Ali.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Yes, actually, recently naman, it's not as busy, but with the recent developments that's been happening with one of the projects we had, that's the surprise. Eh. So we're kind of busy, but not taxing naman. It's actually fun busy kasi we weren't expecting a blessing to come. So that's what we're working on now, the blessing that PHP received just recently. And we're very excited to announce it soon. And hopefully, when this recording is released, I think you're gonna know it. So guys, PHP, let's get this read.
That's so great to hear from our EB. Okay, so to reiterate, for formations, we have game nights, then we talk to partners, and then most importantly, we have proactive members. Let's go THP. Okay, and for hospitals, we have e-learning initiatives. Grabe. Okay, Stellar. And for Ali naman, she's talking about this, you know, blessing, mysterious blessing, which we'll all know soon. Okay, I'm excited for that. Okay, so the next question is for Ali. So, hi, Ali.
Hi.
Recently, the ADVOC had an online donation program, and it had a good reach with Hope is in the Air. So, for you, how does online platforms help share the advocacy of PHP?
Okay, thank you so much for that wonderful question.
Miss you.
For the record, thank you guys. So again, for the record, I just wanted to say that we're incredibly thankful for the blessings Hope is in the Air has brought to our org. So honestly, we did not really expect such a positive response from the public, since initially when we were planning the project, we were just expecting a maximum of 15 hair donors, because from the past years we learned that parang only a few people like to donate their hair. But you know, with the response, we were very overwhelmed, but again, very grateful for all the support. And we hope you guys will also support the next wave that we will have very, very soon. So
okay.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm proud of us. So also pala, sorry, quick shout out lang to the project heads, Ayel and Cyril, and to the whole team. Congrats, and thank you so much, guys, for working on it. So to answer the question finally, ever since the beginning naman talaga, THP has been utilizing online platforms for its advocacy. But because of the pandemic nga, we decided to make our online presence even stronger this year, since this is the only available means to do so. So online platforms help share our advocacy to more people because it maximizes our audience reach, since content on social media is available to everyone. And, you know, the reach is limitless. You have no limitations. As long as you post something, anyone and everyone can see it. And it's an advantage for us. So it also widens our reach and expands our connections. So kasi physically, we're only limited. I mean, in a normal setting, we're only limited with the university and the people around it. But with
online presence, we can connect to anyone and everyone, like I mentioned earlier, even outside our org and outside the university. And lastly, it opens up so many incredible opportunities for us and the organization. So just like what I mentioned earlier and what I've been mentioning ever since. So it opens up so many blessings to us that we did not expect. Kasi nga, the information we share is already available to everyone. And more people are getting interested to know about the org. So that for me really helps not only us individually and not only the org, but the kids as well.
Yeah, I agree with the reach of social media, no? But I would also like to ask, so you mentioned that you were expecting only 15 donors for Hope is in the Air. How many donors did you actually receive?
So as of late, as of the recent posting, the one posted last week was 143, I think. More people are still donating, like right now. So yeah, that's still not the final count. So I think they will be releasing a pub again soon para dun sa updated number of donors. But again, not even double, not even triple. It's times more than what we expected.
Almost 10 times more, right?
Oh, diba? Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay, so that's for the listener to look forward to now. Okay, that's very exciting. So, okay, so our next question is for Juja. So, hi. Okay, so eto. Because we are all restricted to remote or online programs, we can't really visit the kids or play with them. So, how does this affect the activities of the hospital department?
Oh, like what I said kanina, it's really, you know, really sad now we don't get to see the kids. And what's really on our minds right now is like how the kids are doing, how they're holding up right now. So, in a way, it doesn't really affect the hospitals as much when it comes to activities. Because we can make do naman with what we have, like, in the org. What we really want is to reach out, like, to the kids and to just help them in this time. And so, yeah, that's why, like what I said, we really worked around this situation and we made this alternative for the kids, you know. And at the same time, help the TH peeps get that feel na rin of attending hospital visits. We want to give them something to do and at the same time give them a purpose na it's for the kids. And so I think we tackled that goal in the Hope Academy. It's actually called the Hope Academy. I didn't mention it kanina. But it's called the Hope Academy, the e-learning initiative. So yeah.
Yeah, I think that, you know, THP revolves around talaga the saying for the kids. So it doesn't matter kung saan man tayo, kung anong limitations meron, as long as we do it for the kids. So grabe, our VP for hospital. So adapt.
No. I have to thank the project heads and the EB as well. Like they really helped me talaga. It's not just me. So yeah, and of course the THP.
Yeah. Of course. Okay, but so dahil natin, you still get to interact with the kids, right?
In a way, we're planning na we give out, like right I said, we're giving out activity sheets. And we want to include personal messages written by the THP so that way we can send short, meaningful messages to them. And it's still on our list, a goal na we want to provide gadgets for them and Wi-Fi na rin, like, you know, may internet data card. So that way we can hold Zoom sessions. Like, it's really a long shot, pero we think na with the help of other people and if we really push for it talaga, I think kaya naman talaga.
Yeah, it's good that you always find a way around it. So ayun, thanks Juja. So our next question is for, of course, Cha. Okay, so hi Cha.
Hi Rina.
Okay, so it's probably a challenge now for members to bond well. So what do you do to keep the THP spirit alive within the org?
Well, first and foremost, you know, one of the main ways that I do that is through the project that my team and I have been doing, like the GA and the game night and the other projects that we haven't announced yet. But yes, through that. But for me, primarily, I help keep the THP spirit alive within the org. by extending kindness to the people I work with, like may it be with my fellow EB officers or with my MB officers, or you know, just the random TH peeps who message me sometimes or when I message them. For me, extending kindness to them, extending kindness to everyone in the org helps foster a culture of love and kindness, which for me is, you know, what THP is about. Like, that's what we do as an org. I believe that we cannot give kindness and love to our kids if we don't have it inside the organization. So for me, that's something that we can all do. Like, we can all keep the THP spirit alive within the org, even if we don't, even if we can't really see each other in person right now, by little acts of kindness, little acts of love, you know, just saying hi or spending like an extra minute just to ask someone how they are, stuff like that. For me, you know, that's what really makes THP THP. And for me, that's what the THP spirit is. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like your answer. So, I forgot to mention pala, you're my VP. I'm formation.
Yes, you're
so formation. Okay, hi, listener. Cha is a very proactive VP. Okay, so, ayun. For you, what do you think TH peeps need to look forward to?
Well, you know, in continuation with my answer a while ago, yes, we are very loving, we're very kind people. Like, TH peeps are very kind and loving people. But also, we put premium on, you know, enjoying each other's company and making sure that we are equipped with the right skill set in serving our clients. So, that's something that the Formations Department is currently working on. That's what we keep at the forefront of our minds, like making sure that we help the TH peeps have holistic formation, like as students, as TH peeps, and as people. So yes, TH peeps can expect great fun, new friends, and of course growth with their fellow TH peeps. And yeah, that's what they're gonna look forward to in our future projects.
Yeah. So I like how you mentioned that HP is like, it fosters a culture of kindness. Tapos may holistic formation tayo. And I agree with that. Like, one can really grow from this org. Okay, so ayun, that's it for our hospitals, advocacy, and formations. Thank you so much for being here.
Yay. Thank you, Rina, for having us.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you, Ali. So, yeah, I'd like to wish you luck in all of your work. And, you know, because all that we do is for the kids.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, listener. Since you can't see us, so for the listener, our whole EB is here, minus our president. So we have a full house. Wow, full house.
Full house.
Actually.
Now let's invite our Secretary General, Bianca Pineda, and Finance VP, Eunice Tikweko, to open their microphones.
Hi.
Hi, Eunice. Okay.
Hello.
So both of your departments are not exactly directly involved in face-to-face interaction with our kids and members. But nonetheless, both are very integral in making all our projects happen since you work in the technical side of things. So let's start with Eunice to answer the first question. So hi, Eunice.
Hi.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So can you briefly expound on what you do for THP?
So basically, as the VP of Finance, I oversee generally the flow of money. Pero deeper than that, so first muna the technical side. So yung cash flow, we track the money whenever money comes in, comes out, yung expenses. For example, yung mga donations, plug lang, Gift of Hope. So if any of our listeners here has donated to Gift of Hope, rest assured, Finance has taken care of that. And we make sure that each and every donation is kept track of kung nakanina man yun, who are the point persons we should ask when we're looking for that certain amount of money. So yun. And syempre, yung IGPs. For this, we really have to get creative now, most especially in the new normal. And even though it may be taxing at times, what really makes the work all the more special is that we know that by doing this, we're raising money so that we can help and give back to the kids. Thank you.
Okay, so hindi. So baka hindi alam ni listener what IGP stands for. Oh, yeah.
IGP stands for Income Generating Projects. Ayun.
Okay. So alam mo na listener. So how about you, Bianx? Can you expound on what you do for THP?
Okay, so Secretary General of the Department, it's mainly on the social media presence of the org. So every post, every story, every publication that you see from THP is not necessarily made by my department, but it's all managed and, you know, we fix all the logistics of the posting schedules, posting dates. And then for my department, we have three committees, which is marketing, publications, and documentation. So my department isn't only in charge of posts, it's also in charge of the partnerships that we have with other orgs. So all of the 15 likes to their FB page, 15 follows to their IG, we all have to message THP for those obligations also. So we're not only just the social media face of the org, we're also the partnership. But yeah.
That's nice to hear. So ayan, you're in charge of branding, partnerships, and, you know, the face of THP. But can you tell us a bit more about this year's theme, Hope from Home?
Okay, so Hope from Home. A little funny story. It was, it was a long debate. It was a long poll, a long ongoing poll on what the theme was going to be this year. Because we wanted camp theme. A lot of us wanted camp theme. And it was supposed to be, explore hope. You know, camping, so exploring. But then the pandemic hit. So the lockdown hit. And we had to retrofit it para naman makarelate yung audience natin. So that's how we came up with Hope from Home. And in line pa rin with the camp theme, we made the whole camp theme like a virtual camp, wherein our new batch of applicants will be called Hope Scouts. And the hashtag Hope from Home is because even if, you know, we're confined in our own homes, we still want to do things for the kids. We still want to be there for them. So, you know, no pandemic can bring us down, guys.
Yes.
Oh, that's such a nice initiative. And it's very creative. I like it. So, for Eunice naman, with our current situation in mind, what does the Finance Committee have in store in terms of IGPs?
So as we all know, medyo scary, we're in the midst of a global pandemic, and that means there's a disease that's run rampant. Kaya first, we made sure na we observed social distancing. So we made sure na walang physical stores. Kasi before all of this happened, before COVID happened, we would usually just give the orders to the customers in person and get the money, physical money. Siyempre ngayon, we're gonna use online means, and we made sure na zero talagang physical contact in order to observe social distancing and to lessen the probability of spreading the disease. Next, we also made sure that it's accessible to all. So, unlike before, if we were to follow how it went before, diba, we would distribute them, everyone would go to this seller, tapos that seller will distribute it. Parang, that's not really keeping up with the new normal, no? So, for logistics, we made sure na we canvassed the cheapest, most cost-efficient way of shipping out product. And at the same time, we made sure that it kept up with the different community quarantine guidelines. Kasi diba, in different areas, hindi naman lahat nasa Metro Manila, hindi naman lahat under GCQ, yung iba MECQ, so on and so forth. So yun, we made sure of those things.
Okay, so while we're at the topic of IGPs, is there any projects, upcoming projects you would like to plug for our TH peeps and our listeners?
Oh yes, OMG. Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that because our whole EV worked really, really hard for this. So first we have COVID. Yes, wordplay yan. So COVID, because it's a way of finding hope amidst the COVID. So it's gonna be launched on October 4th, and basically we're gonna be reselling washable face masks mask filters, and yes, may mask filter slot yung face mask, pag-isip na kami nun. And we have face shields rin. And then, after this, we have Hope Bake Sale, which is gonna be launched on October 31st. Dapat spooky Halloween theme siya, but we're not sure if that's still possible, kasi what we're doing for this is hindi kami mismo yung magproduce ng products na yun. We're gonna be helping small businesses. We're gonna be partnering up with small businesses for them to gain publicity. And I'm pretty sure we all have those friends na naging pita milark na amidst this pandemic, bake ng bake. So yun, those are our target partners for this. So initially, dapat 3 to 5 businesses lang. Pero Patty, or maybe Marty, I'm not sure if they talked about this, but then Patty wanted 10 to 15. And actually, that got me more excited. So, whew, yes, we can do this. More pubs, Bianca. Ayun. Yeah. So for any if any of the listeners here have small businesses, if any of you are pitas, so yun, just message us. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So that's so exciting. How about you, Bianx? Do you have anything to plug?
I think this is the main IGP also. So this is under the whole EB. So this is under the president's, it's like the main project for the year, which is Gifts of Hope, and it's been launched already. We've been working really hard for it, and we're at our second wave. We're done with our first wave, right? And we're now going on to our second wave, and it's going to end in December. We're going to celebrate the whole, you know, the whole accomplishment of the whole project in the Hope Express this year.
Yeah.
So it's going to end, yeah. And then under my department, there are only 2 main projects that people have to look out for, although one is just for internal members, so it's just for THP. With Cha, we're gonna have workshops.
Yes, watch out, listening.
But then workshops, but then there's Hope. So how do we pronounce that, Cha?
Workshop.
Workshop.
Yes, I'm with
you. You guys see a pattern in the projects namin, no?
Yeah.
We try our best talaga to insert the word hope as much as we can. Like, if you guys didn't notice.
You guys didn't notice lang.
De, parang hindi na halata masyado.
Just so you know.
Dito halata. So yeah, we have workshops coming up and it's going to go on late October. But the one that listeners, that even non-THP can wait for, is the Hope Side. So the Hope Side is divided into 2 things. It's Humans of Hope and Archives of Hope. So Humans of Hope is like a rip-off of Humans of New York, wherein we're going to be interviewing and publishing articles on THP, people from partner organizations, people from partner institutions. And then Archives of Hope naman is the more informative articles. They're going to be collaborative effort with Kai. Just this morning, we talked about it in the meeting. And we're going to be writing articles on cancer awareness, you know, cancer patients in the time of COVID, just to keep people updated on the situation of our kids, even amidst the pandemic. Yeah, hope you guys look out for that.
Yeah, so all those are very exciting. Like for TH peeps, we have the workshops, and for non-TH peeps, we have the Hope Fit, the Bake Sale, grab and dami, the Gift of Hope, and the Hope Side. I'm hardworking naman na tong EB na to. Dami kong na-mention. Okay, all right, so that actually wraps up our second episode. Thank you, Bianca and Eunice, for being here.
Yay!
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So if I were to give this episode an acronym, it would be PFO. PFO, parang passion for others. Alam mo yung feeling? Yeah. Thank you for the support, Evie. Okay.
Cute.
Alam mo yung, ano, yung feeling na your work helps you achieve your full potential. Tapos at the same time, nakakatulong ka pa sa iba. Right? Right, Evie?
Yes.
Right.
Fulfilling.
So from this episode, we saw na both THP's presidents and vice presidents show us their passion for the kids and yung mission and vision of this organization. So at dahil dyan, I'm confident to say na THP and its leaders truly embody their motto. Always and always for the kids. Yay! I'd like to thank everyone who made time for this episode, including you, the listener, for spending your time with us. THP hopes you were able to learn a thing or two about selfless leadership and service.
It's been a long and inspiring night for us, everyone. It's time to rest and prepare for another day. Again, this has been Juja, the teller,
Rina, the seeker,
and Ali, the follower. Tune back in next week for another episode of the Hopecast, Stories Under the Stars.
To find out more about us, you can check out the Hope Project UP Manila on our social media platforms, link in the description. Always
and always
for the kids.
Bye! Bye.